Bill Robert was named a finalist
for the Hall of Fame yesterday in the coach contributor category. What's your reaction to that and his candidacy?
Great, yeah. I mean, he's been there for quite a while, and certainly things he's done in this organization and his contributions in the league. He's a strong candidate.
High noon here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. It's Bill Belichick, second time we played that. Really talking up his former boss. That was back in July of 2022, so 2 years ago. Really talking up Robert Kraft as a Hall of Famer, huh? Bill Belichick, football historian.
Couldn't shut him up.
Just going on.
Too much, Bill, too much.
On and on and on. Like, dial it down a little bit, would you, Bill?
He's a strong candidate, is what he said.
Meanwhile, he's like, Rodney Harrison should be in the Hall of Fame. He is a Hall of
you
Famer.
You don't know football and if yeah, Rodney Harrison's right, not exactly. In the Hall of Fame. How dare you?
How could he not be in there? Like, you're crazy. Did this, that, the other things, that stats, everything. He's like, what about Robert? Yeah, strong candidate.
Yeah, no, he's a strong candidate. Hang on, I got to go take a dump.
Yeah, and that was before he got canned by the guy. How do you think he feels now?
Yeah, no, that was while he was being paid.
Correct.
Handsomely.
Yep.
By Robert Kraft. That's the most he could say. So Lord knows how the man really feels.
Mm-hmm.
It's hour number three, Jones and Keith on WEEI. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll get to that. Coming up 15 minutes from now, you can dial us up, 617-779-7937. If you're wondering why we're talking about Robert Kraft, his Hall of Fame candidacy, Don Van Natta, DVN, writes today at ESPN, winners write history inside Robert Kraft's 12-year Hall of Fame quest. Let me just give you the lead to this story again.
Sure.
Because I think it underscores nicely where we're at in this story. No current owner, writes Van Natta, has tried harder to get into the Hall of Fame or been denied longer than Robert Kraft. Beginning in 2012, which I'll reiterate, Robert did not have six Super Bowls then. He had three. So it's a little different. Oh, he's got more championships than any owner in the history of the sport.
Yeah,
not,
right.
Not
the case
then.
Has gotten stronger, but at the original start of this whole thing, it
look,
wasn't
he had a good case
good.
Then.
I mean, he should still be in.
You said it. Yeah. He's got as many then as Jerry Jones had.
Yeah.
But it wasn't six is my only point. Kraft supporters have lobbied Hall voters on his behalf since 2012. Eddie DeBartolo, the disgraced 49ers owner.
This guy lost the team.
He's inducted in 2016 despite losing his team in 2000 over his connection to an extortion case.
Yikes.
He's got five Lombardis. Kraft at the time, this is 2016, not when the campaign started, but when DeBartolo got in, Kraft had four.
Right.
Some Hall of Fame voters assured the disappointed members of Kraft's inner circle that he would be next. Jerry Jones, inducted in August of 2017. The Cowboys owner threw himself a glitzy party in Canton. Headlined by Justin Timberlake. Nice.
Yeah, it is not bad.
Good little.
He brought sexy back, I believe.
He did.
I know it left for a while.
Although, as you pointed out, he brought in Timberlake, but he did not bring back Fatone.
No.
Kirkpatrick.
Not
Bass.
Bass. And the other guy. Famously the other guy.
J.C. Chazé.
Oh, good pull.
Good pull, thank you.
That is from the clouds.
Back, I pretended like I didn't know it.
Smart.
Back in Foxborough, Kraft and his supporters reacted to Jones's induction with anger and confusion. As we're talking this out.
Yep.
It makes that Bill comment about Jerry Jones a few years ago just twist the knife that much more.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
Just
and that's
going
why,
on and on. Jerry and Steven, they know their football
well,
and this and that and what a great facility and oh.
Definitely. Oh, 100%. And that's also why Dallas was such a prime candidate, I thought, to bring in Bill Belichick. But Jerry Jones, all the stuff we say about Jerry Jones, one thing that he does is he gives his coaches a long runway.
Yeah.
Way longer than they probably should.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to pay two.
He doesn't want to pay two, but he also... I think he thinks it looks more stable than it is if you're like, well, we've only had three head coaches or four head coaches.
Yeah, you look less
the hot
meddling.
Potato coaching looks crazy.
You look like Dave Tepper looks like a meddling owner because he's firing his coach.
He's a maniac.
Every other day.
1 year they're in, they're out,
right.
And everything else. So Jerry Jones isn't going to do that. But I think Bill would have jumped at the opportunity to go to Dallas.
Agreed.
In part because of this.
Kraft seethed that Hall of Fame voters didn't seem to appreciate Kraft's work to grow the league through media and labor deals and the Patriots' unparalleled dynasty. Kraft saw the selection of his arch-rival, Jones, as an insult and a verdict that Jones is more responsible for the NFL's astonishing success.
Mm.
He hasn't been to the NFC title game in two decades, and he gets in? Yeah. Kraft told the confidant.
It is true.
How does that work? So this is an interesting story for a variety of reasons, Keith. It opens up a lot of different discussions. Number one, should owners be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
So I'm with you. My Hall of Fame?
Yeah,
the Jones and Keith Hall of Fame. Jones and Keith Hall of Fame.
Players.
Coaches. I'll allow some coaches. I'd keep it real tight on the coaches, but
only
I'll allow
a couple.
Some coaches.
But like Bill Belichick would be in my Hall of Fame.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure. Yeah, right. He's in there.
Okay, so I would have Bill in my Hall of Fame, but I would have player, and I would have a small hall. I'm a big small hall guy.
Yeah,
not a lot of guys get in.
Nope.
Pretty tough to make that cut. Getting the Jones O'Keefe Hall of Fame.
Ty Law, nobody else.
Pretty much Ty Law, Randy Moss.
Yeah.
That ends the list.
That's it.
Those are the only eligible guys that are
it's
in.
The whole hall. Okay, but yeah, I would. We would
no
not
owners.
Have owners.
I wouldn't have an owner in any of the sports. I wouldn't have owners.
Fine. So we agree on that, but. Yeah.
They are in.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame allows owners, and there's been five since 2000. DeBartolo, Ralph Wilson, Jerry Jones, Dan Rooney. I think Art might have already been in. I think Dan Rooney got
Andy
in.
Andy Rooney? Mickey Rooney.
One of the Rooneys. And who was the latest that also got in? I'm trying to remember. Oh, Pat Bowlen.
Yep.
And
yep.
Some of that was health related. A lot of it was health related.
Yeah.
Why they got him in when they did. And I know Kraft felt jumped in line by Jerry Jones, DeBartolo, even Bowlen. Maybe he understood with the health situation.
Sure.
But five other owners have gotten in just since 2000. So they let owners in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So if we're letting them in, Kraft has better accolades than those owners, right?
Yes. So you and I would not put owners in, but they do put owners in, so he should be in.
Kay.
It's as simple as that.
So why isn't he? We kicked around all the different reasons. Deflategate, Spygate, Orchids of Asia. You know, never mind.
Wanting it so bad.
Right.
That has rubbed people the wrong way.
Dynasty,
like.
The book, Dynasty, the series, and the pressure campaign, which is really where I land. And I think the Dynasty book and Apple TV series, I think those are all part and parcel to it. It's the pressure campaign. It's not the scandals.
I do think
it's the pressure campaign.
I do think that it doesn't seem like Deflategate as much, but Spygate's what really pissed off the other owners and maybe other people in the league.
I didn't read
it's referenced a bunch.
It's cited quite a bit in the story.
It's referenced a bunch. Now, I don't think that's going to keep Bill Belichick out of the Hall of Fame, but I think they don't like how it was handled. They don't like sort of the slap on the wrist that the franchise got. They don't like that Bill Belichick never even missed a game for all of that, which Robert Kraft, to his credit, was sort of... That's back when, you know, Roger Goodell listened to him a little bit. Then Deflategate happens and did not listen to Robert Kraft at all. And Brady's canned for four games. But I think the rest of the league doesn't like that. It is a big scandal. Like, you can choose to believe it helped or didn't help, whatever, with wins and losses. But it was a big scandal across the league. So I think that was on the mind of some of these voters. I also think the massages down in Florida at least postpones it a little bit. I can't imagine that's going to keep him out for good. But... the year after, the second year after, maybe they're like, there's one of those sources in there. It's like, we need to distance ourselves from that.
The timing on that.
But overall, now the Dynasty documentary series backfired on him way more than he ever could have imagined.
Yeah.
And twofold.
Which, by the way, he's tried to distance himself from it. He's like, I was disappointed in some of what was in there.
Right.
I didn't even have say, which is all, if you read the full story, it's all trash, and you knew it was trash.
But also, people aren't buying it.
No.
Smart fans, which is what Patriots fans are. People who listen to the show, smart.
Those are smart
they
fans.
Smart, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they saw that as just ripping Bill Belichick while he was always already out the door, which is also crazy. It's bad timing, too, for Kraft, because... maybe he didn't fire Bill, or maybe Bill was coming off a good season, and then it doesn't look like you're just dumping on the guy on his way out the door. But it backfired because Patriots fans didn't like it. But then also, those like voters around the league are like, oh, here he goes again, another one of these like pitches to get in.
So I think it's about the pressure campaign and how badly Kraft wants it. It's a little sad. Like, and as a texter pointed out earlier in the show, 37937, you can also call us, 617-779-7937. As a texter pointed out, like, oh, it's the one thing you can't buy. And it's a little sad and it's a little pathetic.
Yeah, there's some of that.
And so here's what they write about Stacey James, who we're familiar with, maybe not all listeners are familiar with. It's media relations for the Patriots. As Keith, you said earlier, if you ever hear the voice at the end, one more question at the end of a press conference, that's Stacey James.
Mm-hmm.
As Kraft's spokesperson and his lead Hall of Fame lobbyist, Stacey James has called, texted, dined, cajoled.
Cajoled. Now I'm going to need a definition on cajoled.
Cajoled, isn't that like...
is it just a conversation?
I don't know.
Is there like, some back scratching? Is there a meal of food?
I want to say cajoled. If we could fact check
drinks?
On this. I want to say cajoled is, you're being real persuasive.
I'll be honest. I don't even know how to spell it.
C-A.
Cajoled.
J-O-L-E-D. Yes, verb, yes.
Yep. To persuade someone to do something by sustained coaxing or flattery.
There you go.
There's some coaxing involved.
Overly persuasive
C-A-J-O-L-E,
coaxing.
C-A-J-O-L-E.
Cajoled. And that is a verb.
Nailed it. You're on to the next round, Bill.
He also backslapped voters.
Ooh. Not too hard, hopefully.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. That's assault, brother.
I get why they're not voting. In recent years, James has emailed voters a six-page dossier.
It's too much on an email. It's way too much.
Smart brevity.
It's not even in the email. You got to click on it. It's an attachment.
Yeah, my friends over at Axios, smart brevity. I'm a big proponent. Six-page dossier, get half a page. That thing should be half a page.
You're like, let's
really?
Just pour this down.
Really, it should be one sentence. Six Super Bowls.
A tweet.
Thank you.
If you can't put it in a tweet,
yes,
then maybe it's not worth. Yeah, I'd say six Super Bowls help prevent a lockout.
Six.
I toss that in.
Oh, fine.
Six Super Bowls help prevent a lockout.
Well, you were one of the owners that locked the players out, but yes, you helped.
Six Super Bowls, then fine. Six
you
Super Bowls
end the lockout. Yeah. Yes.
Greater
yes.
than DeBartolo.
Yes, it extols Kraft's many achievements as an NFL owner. The highlights include buying and reviving the team in the 90s.
Sure. I do think there is something to that because in the 90s, if you looked at the NFL franchises, top to bottom, you were to rank their sort of significance, importance, value, Patriots are at the bottom. That was a trash franchise.
Right. How many teams were in the league then? 28, something like that?
Yeah, they added teams, and now they're one of the five most valuable, aren't they? Or second, third, somewhere?
I think they're two in the NFL and maybe two in professional, like top five in professional sports in the world. So,
that's good. That's a feather.
Whatever.
Cap.
I don't care about your business deals, but whatever. Winning six championships, that should count for something.
Mm-hmm.
Cobbling together decades of labor peace with the players' union and helping the league land its mammoth TV and streaming rights.
Pretty good.
Every summer, James obtained a list of subcommittee voters. He phoned them, cornered them at Super Bowls.
See, this now is teetering on aggressive.
Invited them to lunch or dinner.
Can you corner someone and then cajole them?
I think you do. Yeah, once you corner them, that's when you cajole them.
Then you cajole them after you've cornered them.
Yeah, persuasive. Coax. Verb.
Coax.
Invited them to lunch or dinner or a visit to the owner's suite, whatever it took to whip up the votes.
Hmm.
He also sought voters' advice, asking how much lobbying is too much.
I would just take the free lunch and then be like, I'm still not voting.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Screw that guy.
I got that lunch, though.
What would be helpful and when should he back off? He also made sure to send out the Dynasty, the book, the Jeff Benedict vehicle that turned into the Apple TV series, to at least five voters over the years.
Including one voter twice. What a great detail in there.
Hey, did you get your Dynasty book last year?
I haven't heard. Maybe he didn't, get it in the mail.
Yeah, here you go.
So somebody told Don Van Natta, is like, they sent me that book twice.
This a-hole sent it to me.
Twice.
Two times.
So no wonder it was a New York Times bestseller. They sent it to every season ticket holder and every voter.
Yeah,
did anybody actually buy the book with their hard-earned money?
I didn't. Yeah, who bought that book? Who bought that book? Who bought that thing? Who read it?
It was also a long book. Not as long as this article, but it was long.
It's more than I wanted to read before my first cup of coffee this morning.
Seriously.
I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
But so there you go. We, as you said, Keith, we read it, so you didn't have to. And here's our real takeaway on it. You don't need to read all the details. We read you, I think, some of the juiciest ones. There's a lot, by the way, on who had control over the Apple TV series, which, just know this.
Yeah, I mean,
if you have any question, and you shouldn't have.
Nope.
If you have any question if Kraft had influence, say, final say, control over it, just get rid of that. That's now gone and dead. I'm not going to bore you with all the details. They're in there. And, you know, for instance, at his first meeting, they made sure to keep the massage parlor scandal out of the documentary.
Right.
Benedict agreed. It's not in there. Every other scandal the Patriots ever had. So that stuff like that should just tell you everything you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, should owners be in a Hall of Fame? There's question number one.
No.
Should Robert Kraft be in? Does it bother you that he's not in the Hall of Fame? And what do you think is keeping him out?